The Gemara daf pei vav amud beis on the top. So the Gemara before said, we learned in the Mishnah, that a perleta shichvazera, if a woman has shichvazera come out of her, up to 3 days, the Mishnah says, it's tomei. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was mafish klal yisol, that hei nechoinim shloshes yomim, so there shouldn't be any tumas shichvazera for matan Torah. Valkeri is also b'tal matoros, who had in perleta shichvazera, that's goy lazria. Now, there's a three-year machloikas we had in the Gemara before, as follows. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that perleta shechvazera after 3 days is tahor, only after 2 days is tomei. So Memeilim Moshe Rabbeinu was mafish them on Thursday. And Rabbi Shmuel holds perleta shechvazera 3 days is tomei, and Moshe Rabbeinu was mafish them on Wednesday. And the Gemara says that it's a nafkamina in oinus also, not just in days, even though it says shloshes yomim, but it's nafkamina in oinus. Because even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that it was Thursday, Wednesday night is also Thursday. And Thursday late afternoon is also Thursday. So it can either be four oinus, Thursday night, Friday, and Friday night to the mikveh, and Shabbos Matan Torah. Or it could be Thursday morning when they were mafresh them. So Thursday night, Friday, that's three oinus, and then Friday night mikveh. Or according to Blazim and Zai, it could be two oinus. Thursday, right before the end of the day, which is only Thursday night to have, and Friday, which is two oinus. According to Mishmah, it could be four up to six, because Wednesday was the Afrosha. But Wednesday also means Tuesday night. So if it's Tuesday night, it's Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, that's six. If it's Wednesday morning, it's Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, five oinus. And if it's Wednesday before the end of the day, it's only Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday, which is four oinus. So it's a machlokes if it's 2 to 4 or 4 to 6.
How does the 3 days work out? The 3 days.
Because that's called 3 days. At the end of the day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's 3 days. Or if it's Thursday, Friday, it's 2 days. So when the pelita took place after 2 days, it's not matama. So mele, that's no problem of carry anymore. Oh, are you asking him on the omer that says shloish yomim? It's because it says in the pasuk it does say hayoyim u'mochar. It says hayoyim u'mochar. So there's a mashmoyus of 2 days also. But you're right, it says 3 days. Unless it means Adveloyad, you have to know exactly what that means. You control the mandoma, yes, and good. The pasuk says it means the third day. Shloshes yom means the third day. Now, the third shita is Rebbe Akiva shita. Rebbe Akiva says, Lo'olam, it's five oinus. And the Gemara is Mesupik. When was that Frosha? The Gemara says that Frosha was also Wednesday. But it was Wednesday morning by Ashkoma, because he holds Yomim oinus Shlemus. So it's Wednesday morning from the morning, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday. So it's five oinus. So that's the three of Machlaikas, when that Frosha was Wednesday or Thursday, and how many oinus, according to Rebbe Akiva, it's not mixed Yom Kikuloi, it's the ganze oinus Wednesday morning. Frag the Gemara, on the Pevov Amid Beis, that's what we're up to. According to every man, the Omar, according to everyone, the Chayyur de Tvula Yoim, when did they go to the mikveh? They went to the mikveh Friday night. The halach is that when you eat truma, you have to go to the mikveh before Shkia. Like this, you have a Hegev Shemesh. And then after Shkia, there's a Din Kochim. You can eat after Tzeitz, you can eat Kochim, truma and Kochim. So how could you say Matan Torah that mikveh was Tvula Yoim Dika mikveh? The Chayyur, there was no Hegev Shemesh. If they went to the mikveh Friday night, but fully yom ninu, Zogt Rashi came to the kula shamina de belel Shabbos tavlu. Everyone agrees that the tefillah was on Friday night. Have they tefillah yom kshikib the Torah? They tefillah yom in the mekabel the Torah. Shlohoylem herev shemesh achat tefillah v'chem in the hachihu. And if this is the case, ikal meimar. So ibezoi you can say the meboid yom tavlu shom. So ibezoi, if that's the case, if you want to evade tful yom, so then the tefillah took place Friday day, not Friday night, like this to have Erev Shemesh. And yet, vafilu hochi, if the tefillah took place Friday day, if let's say they were poilot and they saw Sheikh Vazera after that, plitos and tahira. So then the plita would be Torah, because if you're going to tell me that the tful yom is you want to evade tful yom, so a mele tefillah took place Friday day, so then it had to two of something the gabi the Sheikh Vazera. So that means if Sheikh Vazera came out after the tefillah, you're going to say it's tor. So ubatzel echad oina alibi the kula. So according to everyone, you're lacking a oina. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not five, it's four. According to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Zayah, it's going to be lacking. It's going to be less than their prescribed amount. So ibazoi, in order to evade tefillah yoim, so then it's lechare going to be that you have to have harav shemesh. That means the tefillah took place in the day, so you're lacking the oina that you want to count of Friday, because obviously the tefillah means that it took off the gabi the plita. So mainly you're lacking an oina. Enter the Gemara. Abaya baravin v'gabchelina baravin d'amitavayu nitne teure letful yoim. Ein chenami. When it comes to truma and kochim, atful yoim is also betruma v'kochim. You need help shemesh. When it comes to matan teure, nitne teure letful yoim. It was taka given to tful yoim. And the din of help shemesh is only applicable by truma and kochim. Zog the Gemara yosim reim avakom l'loha shemaitza. He said over this memra, Omel Ravina Lemreima, Nitne Kamrit or Ruya Kamrit. Meaning, are we saying that they actually were Toivol Biyoim Vov in the daytime? Meaning they had a hair of Shemesh. And if they would have been toilet after the Tvila, then they would have gone again to the mikveh after the Plita. Because if you don't want to lose out on Oina, you have to go to the mikveh. So in Mela, they would go to the mikveh again on Friday night. So then it's only roy litei letful yoim. That means really they went to the mikveh yoim vav. And miraculously, or alpiteva, whatever it was, there was no plita afterwards. So mela, it wasn't nitna letful yoim. They etzim went to the mikveh Friday day where there was a hair of shemesh, like truman kochim. Just, if they would have been poilet, they would have gone to the mikveh Friday night, and then it would have been roy to be given to tefillah yoim, even though there was no hair of shemesh for the second tefillah that they did. Is that the pshat? Is it nitne kamrit or ruya kamrit? Meaning, nitne means that they actually went to the mikveh Friday night, and they did not go Friday day to have shemesh. Or they taka went to the mikveh Friday day, and as a precaution, they went Friday day in case there's no plita. And if there would have been a plita, they would have gone again, and then it would have been ruya litna letful yoim, but not nitna be'etzem. It's only ruya litna letful yoim. That means if they would have seen after the tefillah of the daytime, which has a half shemesh, they would have gone again, and then it would have been without a tefillah yoim. So it's ruya litna letful yoim. But maybe in essence, there was no one that had a plita, so it was taka half shemesh. It wasn't nitna be'etzem. What do we say? No, it was nitna be'etzem. That means be'etzem, they went to the mikveh Friday day, and there was a hair of shemesh. And if there would have been a plita, they would have gone again. And memela, it's only ruya litna letful yoim. If they would have to gone again, it would have been that second tefillah without a hair of shemesh. Frek the Gemara nukasha. Velitvelu b'nei shimsha. The Gemara's kasha is, let the tefillah take place b'nei shmoshes, b'nei shimsha, v'lekab l'teira, b'nei shimsha. Why was the Kabbalah Satera Shabbos day, let the Kabbalah Satera be b'nei shmoshes Friday night? What's the mile of b'nei shmoshes? So Rashi says, this kash is alibi de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that there were five oinas, so you can accomplish the five oinas by the tefillah and the Kabbalah all taking place ben Hashemoshah. Zog Rashi. V'litzle be Shimsha v'lekabal Torah be Shimsha. Leila Shabbos kori be Shimsha. Friday night is called ben Hashemoshah. B'chol duchta. Why is it called ben Hashemoshah? Maybe ben Hashemoshah means Thursday ben Hashemoshah. Why Friday? Zog Rashi. She ben Hashemoshah shaloi cholik mikol yomim. There's a bezundra halachas on Friday night ben Hashemoshah. Right? We know that we had a Mishnah in Bamadlikin ben Hashemoshah about Ma'arvin, the Toimnim. All these different things, Hadlikas Aner, Ben Hashemoshes has special dinim. So because Ben Hashemoshes on Friday night is different than every day of the week, so Stam Ben Hashemoshes is talking about Friday night. V'hutzach laskiru bekamim mekoyimis. V'hochi poch, the question is as follows. L'Rabbi Akiva, the Omek, Peter Teram, Minyan Oynes, Rabbi Akiva says, you're makpid on the number five. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's anywhere between 4 and 6. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Zayah, it's between 2 and 4. And we're not makpid on the Oynes Shleimus even, we're makpid only on Yomim, and Mitzayim Kekuloi. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's Dafka 5, and from the morning, v'loik pide el al chomesh, salam ala kiblu b'laylo. So let them mekabal b'torah at night, and memelu you have five oinus. midahamtin adaboyker. And from the fact that we waited until the morning, ikele meimar shekpida al plitas halayla v'ikav avoynus. Why did they wait for Kabbalah Seder to the morning? Even though they went to the mikveh on Friday night. That in case there's a plita afterwards, meaning in case there's a plita after the mikveh, so there must be they were makbin on the plita of a laila too, of after the mikveh. That means you're makbin on vovoinus, and they would have to go to the mikveh again if there would have been another plita. They just went practical reasons. They went ben hashmoshes, but the fact that you're waiting, they went at night. But the fact that you're waiting for the next morning is a raya that you need six oinus. So Abizai doesn't stim a kong to Rabbi Kiva, Mishlam a kong to Bishmol, and a blows of Nazaiah. They were never makbid on a specific number. But a kong to Rabbi Kiva was exactly five. The fact that it's not given Friday night to Torah, so it's a raya that you're makbid on six oinus and not on five. That's a Rashi learns a sugya. Tosis learns a sugya that the kasha is not just a kong to Rabbi Kiva. V'ri oimer da'ad Rabbi Loza ben Nazaiah v'Rabbi Shmol nami porich. The native mahocha da oinus kopit ko. The fact that the kasha according to Tosfos is that according to Bishmol and Blazman Zayi, we said that we're makbid on yomim, not on oinus, but oinus can fluctuate. The main thing is shloish is yomim. Well, we see from here that the fact that it wasn't given at night, that we're makbid on oinus, that it had to be dafka in the morning. So we see that even according to Bishmol and Blazman Zayi, it's a kpeid of oinus. That's Gemara's kasha. According to Rashi and Rabbi Kiva, that it's lav dafka five, and according to Tosfos, even according to Rabbi Shmuel and Blos ben Zaya, that it's lav dafka yomim kopit, it's an oynis kopit. Enter the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, steht in Posuk, loy meroish beseisel dibarti. Steht in Posuk, loy meroish beseisel dibarti, meaning that the Ebeser did not give the Torah and spoke beseisel. Giving the Torah beseisel is not what the Ebeser did. It was bereish golui. At night it's called beseisel. Frag die Gemara, velitvele betzafre de Shabbata, velikvele teure betzafre de Shabbata. Frag die Gemara, the following kasha. Why do we say that the mikveh was Friday night and Kabbalah Satori was Shabbos morning? Let the tefillah be Shabbos morning and let Kabbalah Satori be Shabbos morning. And let the Kabbalah Satori wait until after the mikveh in the morning and Kabbalah Satori be a little later into the day. So after what's the kasha? Explains Rashi. V'lomo hutzruch the baches goris. V'lomo hutzruch lahafrisha bashkoma the yom revi. Why did that frosh have to be the morning of Wednesday? Yifrishu im chashecha. That frosh could take place im chashecha by night, Wednesday night, towards the night. Iposh im chashecha bedalet. If let's say do a parish im chashecha on Wednesday, v'yitzlu b'shabes shachas and go to the mikveh Shabbos morning, v'impolte lachat tefila tohirin, and if the plita would take place after shachas, it would have been tohir. The avgu heyoin is lemes, five full line is already elapsed. V'impolte leil Shabbos, and if they were poiled leil Shabbos, v'nitmu leichbaslon, v'tevlin shachas, the balkeri tevil b'yoimai. The balkeri is not to be tevil b'yoimai. V'at amad nit tevil letevila yoim. So you're saying Torah was given a, and we said that Torah was given the Tfula Yom. So, Ebezoi, why in the world did Kabbalah Satorah and the Mikveh have to be a different time? Mikveh could have been Shabbos morning, and Mele Yuntav have to be Makveh on Ashkoma, the Prisha, and Mele Kabbalah Satorah would have been also the same day, just a little later. Enter the Gemara of Rabbi Yitzchok, Shaloye halol holchin le Kabbal Torah, valol holchin le Tfila. It does not look good. If Klai Yisrael, part of Klai Yisrael, some of most of the men are going to Kabbalah Satorah, and some of the ladies who had to be by Kabbalah Satorah too, we're going to the mikveh. Halolu gain einveg and the halolu go to the mikveh. That is not how the Torah wanted to be. The Abish wanted to give the Torah. So the Gemara's kasha was that the Prisha could have been Wednesday, the end of the day, instead of Wednesday morning, and you still have five Oynish Shlemers if Kabbalah Satorah and Tefillah was in the Shabbos morning. And to the Gemara, you can't have halolu holchin lekabel Torah, v'halolu holchin letvila. Now Tosfos says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, for Tosfos Akasha, shelo yalolu holchin lekabel Torah, v'im toimar, im kein matzor Rabbi Yitzchok ledrosha, deloy meroish b'seisa dibati. Tosfos has a bomb kasha. The Gemara before had a kasha, that maybe say that the tefillah and the Kabbalah Satorah took place at night, Friday night, and we answered the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Loi b'roi sheisa dibarti, because it can't be that the Torah was given at night in a time when it's b'seisar. You could have said a Pasuk Teretz. You can't have Kabbalah Satorah at night and Tefillah at night, because you can't have Halalu Holchim Kabbalah Torah, Halalu Holchim Mikvah, the same Teretz we're giving now. The same Svara. The itzich, the reason why you need the teretz of Beroish Shaser, the ilav ochi, literally betchilas lel Shabbos, umichatsois lila ve'elech yikablu Torah. Zoktesis, I'll tell you the spalt. No. You can have the mikveh taking place at night, and Kabbalah Sotera taking place at the next time span, which is chatsois at night. After chatsois Friday night. So memela, mitzad the halolu v'halolu, you would have a teretz. You would say, Kabbalah Sotera, mikveh is Friday night, the Kabbalah Sotera, be ready for chatsois. So Mamela, you have to say the answer of Meroish Seisar. You can't say Kabbalah Sotera couldn't be given at night. However, in the daytime, Aval b'yoyim, im hoyu ma'achim, ach yitvelu. But if, let's say, you would push off the Kabbalah Sotera in the daytime, meaning mikveh Shabbos morning, the first thing in the morning, and Kabbalah Sotera, chatsois, amitu Shabbos day chatsois time, hoyu misbatlin mitalmud Torah, it would have been bitul Torah. Fact of the kasha, why is a bitul Torah only in the daytime, not in the night? Oh, you're asking a kasha. What's epis? At night, we're saying that you could theoretically do it at night after chatzos, but in the daytime, you can't do it after chatzos in the daytime. So the Achronim want to answer very good shemaka teretz. They want to say, we know the pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah in the daytime. It says Vayamid ha'om al Moshe min aboika de erev. So min aboika de erev was this man of Talmud Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So mele you being mavata from that man. Masha enken at night. Pasuk doesn't say, it says min aboika de erev from the morning till the night. So mele the boika de erev you'd only be mavata Torah, and the Kabbalah Torah shouldn't be in the morning, but rather only in the latest man in chatzos. Zog the Gemara, Om Reb Chiya, Reb Abi, Om Reb Yechanon. Zu Devi, Reb Shmuel, Reb Akiva. These are the words of Reb Shmuel and Reb Akiva. Like we said, Reb Shmuel says 4 to 6 oynos. Reb Akiva says 5 oynos. Reb Shmuel and Reb Akiva both say that the pre-shul took place on Wednesday, either Wednesday morning, according to Reb Akiva Davka, or Tuesday night, Wednesday, or Wednesday, end of the day, according to Reb Shmuel. Aval Chachomim Oymrim, another Shita. Sheish oynos shleimus be'inan, you need 6 full oynos. You need 6 full oynos. That's chom shita. Zog Rashi, aber chom oymi vov oynos shleimus. Savri luhu k'reb yoisi. Be'etzim they hold like k'reb yoisi that what? The omar ba'abo of it prisha. That the prisha of Wednesday. It took place Wednesday. Uva hashkoma, when it comes to the morning, they hold like a bekiva that it was dafke in the morning, the first thing in the morning. V'les lo shetovu b'leil Shabbos. And the Chachamim argued that the tefillah took place on Leil Shabbos. Ela svirlei, the oisim shetovu leil Shabbos upol to lach ha'tefillah. Those that went to the mikveh Friday night, and the plita took place after the tefillah, hutzchu litvol b'Shabbos shachris, they had to go again into mikveh Shabbos morning. And that's vov shleimish, yamak benom vov taka. Just you went Friday night, but be'etzim you would have to gone again. So Mela the Shechina waited, the Kabbalah Sotera was till the morning, because you had to really wait for any plita that takes place till the morning. It's not because Loi B'Seisa that you waited for the morning alone. That's not enough for a reason. The reason is because you had to have Vav Shlemas. So Mela he holds like Reb Yosi Wednesday, he holds like a Bekiva Hashkoma, but he holds that Be'etzim plita after Tefillah Shabbos morning, would have required another tefillah on Shabbos morning. Zog the Gemara, so that's Chachom Shita. Aval Chom Oymim Sheish Oynos Shleimus Be'inan. Omer Rav Chisda, Machloikes Shepir Shemina Isha. The whole Machloikes, if what? If Shichva Zera is Masriach or not, by Gimel or by Beis, is when it's Pir Shemina Isha. Aval Pir Shemina Ish, Shichva Zera from a man, then it's Tameya, it always remains Tameya, even after 3 days, as long as what? Kozman Shilacha. The requirement, the characteristic, the condition is it has to be Lacha, has to be wet, Lafuke Yevesha. And if it's Lacha, then it's Betama. So Gdrashi, Pirsho, Mino Ish, Ala Beged, then Betama Lo Oilom, as long as it's Lach. Meaning by an Isha, it's Masreches, because it's in her goof. So in a goof, the 3 days is Masriachir, or 2 days Machloikas. Mashiach by an Ish, it's totally in Lach. Masiv Rav Sheish says the following question. State in Posik. B'chol beged, b'chol oil. Ashiel of Shechva Zera. It says in the Posik. Any beged or oil that has Shechva Zera on it is mitama. What does it come to exclude? Prat l'shechva zera shi'isrucha. It's come to exclude shechva zera that is masriach. So what are we talking about? My love, shepir shem in a ish. That meaning, even from an ish, even though it's lach, it shaykh to be masriach. So we see that lach is not the criteria. It's totally in masriach or not. So come on, Lloyd, that's referring to pir shem in a isha. Shepir shem in a isha. Fekdom on nukash. Boy, rapopa. Shechva zera shi'isrol b'mei kutis mahu. What if you have shechva zera v'isrol in the intestines, in the stomach, in the womb, and test in the womb of a kutzis, of a shiksa, is the word that is masriach because of the heat of the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, Mao Yisrael, the igabe mitzvahs, the doige mitzvahs, they have a ganze nelvim to be mekayim the heilige mitzvahs. So chavi gufayis, so the body is hot and it's heated. Avama yid, so memela, it's masriach the shikva zera. Ma'ashengen akum deloy, the igabe mitzvahs, they don't have doige mitzvahs, they don't have chemimas. So loy, so it's not masriach. I don't know. Came in the Achen Shkotzim Ramosim. Goyim each Shkotzim Ramosim. Chobel Gufayu. So Mele, it causes the Sirochen of the Shechva Zera. Vimtim Tzeloyim, I came in the Achen Shkotzim Ramosim. The reason why it's Masriach was the Shkotzim Ramosim. So Chobel Gufayu. So Mele, by them, it's also Masriach. B'mei, Behema Mahu. What about in the stomach of an animal? Isha, the Isla Proizdor. A woman who has a Proizdor. So Mele, Masrachas. So Mele, it's Masrachas over there. Ava Behema, the less they Proizdor loy. There's no difference. Even a behema that each kotzim u'masim, the fact that even if it doesn't have a poizder, it's also masrachas. Zog gemara take, we remain with the kasha. Zog the gemara tana rabbanon. The Rashi explains the proizder lefikach lesholed ba'aver begufa mischamemes. The proizder makes it that aver doesn't come in, so memele it's mischamem. Zog the gemara tana rabbanon. B'shishi b'chodesh nitnu aseres adibres. We know that Seres Adibris, we know Teru was given on Vav 7. That we know. Vav. B'shish b'chodesh nitna Seres Adibris Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef said b'shiva. Rabbi Yosef argues. Rabbi Yosef says b'shiva boy. It was given on Zion 7. Omar Rova. What's the Yisrael Machloikis? As follows. The Kuli Amber Shchodesh also Midbar Sinai. According to everyone, they came to a Shchodesh 7, they came to Midbar Sinai. K'siv Ocha B'yayim Azebo Midbar Sinai. It says, HaKhoidish HaZeh Lochem Goyish Chodoshim. Today is a Shchoidish. Oh, so who had in over there is a Pesach HaZeh HaZeh HaKhoidish HaZeh Lochem. So who had in B'yoyim HaZeh means it came a Shchoidish. Malal on a Shchoidish, Avkam on a Shchoidish. That's, we're establishing Yisoid number one. It came a Shchoidish Midbar Sinai. Udu Kuli Alma B'Shabbos in the Tegel Yisrael. Everyone agrees, Shabbos the Torah was given to Kali Yisrael. The Maral gives numerous reasons in Tiferes Yisrael why it was given in Shabbos. Either because Shabbos is a man of bracha, so it's roi for Matan Torah, or because it's the Hashlama Sa'olam, so to Torah is the Hashlama, or he says because Shabbos you're Kodesh and Mufresh, so to Torah was Mafreshos. So that's why the Kuli Alma was nitna B'Shabbos. K'siv Ocha Zochas Yom B'Shabbos Akachoy, it says Zochas Yom B'Shabbos Akachoy, and it says Lashon Zochar, and it says Adibris, U'ksiv Osam V'Yom Yom Yishalom, Zochoy Yom Azeh. Malan on Bitzumah Shal Yom, it's Bitzumah Shal Yom, Zochas Yom Azeh, Afkan Bitzumah Shal Yom, it means it was given on Shabbos itself. Ki Pligi, what's the Machloikas, Reb Yoisi? And if it was B'Zayin, or it was B'Vav, B'Shishi B'Chodesh Rabbonon, Reb Yoisi says B'Shiva, what's the Machloikas? The Machloikas is totally in B'Kviya De'Yarcha, which day was Rosh Chodesh. They came to the Midbar in Rosh Chodesh. But which day of the week was Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yosi Sova B'chad B'Shabe Ikvi Yarcha. Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. U'v'chad B'Shabe S'Omel U'v'lamidi. The day they came to Midbar, there was no commandments told to them. Because of Torah HaDerech, Mishum Chul Shad Urcha. They were 2 weeks from travels. B'trei B'Shabe on the Monday, Omel U'i, Ebeshah told them, V'atem Tiyul Mamlechas Koinim. So he told them, Atem Tiyuli. Pei Zayinam and Aleph B'tlosa, Omelu, Mitzak Bola. He told him the Hakbola. Ba'arba, Ovid Prisha, on Wednesday there was a Prisha. And that's going to be the Machlekes, the Gemara is going to explain soon, that Rabbanon hold, B'trei B'Shabe Ikvi Yarcha, and we'll see the Gemara tomorrow, the Hemshech, where the Yisrael Machlekes is, which day was Rosh Chodesh. So it's totally in if Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, or Rosh Chodesh was Monday. I'll just finish with the Kasha of the Magen Avram, in Tov Tzari Dal, in Hilchah Shavuos. In fact, the Magen Avram, Rabbi Yossi holds, Rabbi Yosef Shita was that Torah was nitne b'zayin. So he holds it's poletus le gimel yomim tmeo. That 3 days, it's tomei. Gimel yomim, it's tmeo. Frosh was on Wednesday. And that's what Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. And in your day, Kuf Tzarivov, we hold you can't start counting Zayin Nikim until six oinus from a beer, so it shouldn't be Soysa the Sphira. So, Akoch, we hold like Rabbi Yossi. So why is Shavuos and Yom Vav? Why is we hold Shavuos and Yom Vav? What? Oh, that's Miyam Mizeh, meaning it's not totally in the Vav. It's totally in the Chamishim. So look, that's the teretz that they give. The Achronim answer that. The L'chayra, why is it not B'Zayin? We've passed like a B'Yosi B'Etzim. Teretz is because Shavuos is totally in Chamishim Yoim, the Chamishim Yoim of the Sfira. So Mamela, it ends up being Chamishim from Pesach is Yom Vav. And that's what we take a hold that B'Yom Vav, Vav Sivan is Shavuos. We'll stop over here at the top of the Omid. We'll continue the Machloikas of B'Yosi Rabbonon. What the Cheshbon of Vav or Zayin is really totally, they all agree Shabbos was the Torah. And only Rosh Chodesh came to the Midbar. The question is, what day was Rosh Chodesh? Was it on Sunday or was it on Monday?